Iowa just happens to be right in the middle of those two interfaces. So it'll depend on where the storm track sets up. But again, we do know that in the outlooks that we're seeing right now, no real clear guidance on temperature or precipitation for January, February. Now, another interesting note is our climate modeling is showing a higher potential for transitioning from La Nina into what's called ENSO neutral, and that's right in between El Nino and La Nina, so near normal sea surface temperatures.